What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
And I'm Alan Moss, the future of casual entertainment.
When you're ready.
And I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
We're ready.
We're ready.
It's been 2 days.
It's been 2 days since we last recorded. I still haven't finished editing the episode
gonna
recorded
get a
on Monday.
And they're going to be so, like, just they're going to be rubbing themselves in content. Just, like,
yeah.
Rubbing the content on themselves, you know, getting nice and hydrated with content because it's cold out there.
It's cold out
People
there.
People get chapped elbows. They get chapped knuckles. They get a little ashy.
Yeah.
I'm saying just use your properly medicated, subscription-based content. Effectively,
we're not sponsored by like a lotion service
on your infected area.
You're making it sound like we have a sponsorship with like some sort of like lotion subscription.
We do. It's called Powerade. You're not rubbing. You're not using it the right way.
Fill up a bathtub. Get that hydration in all your pores.
In all your pores. All of your pores need electrolytes.
Just soak it up.
Just soak it up. That's their new slogan, Powerade.
Just soak it up.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Powerade.
We keep doing you guys favors.
I know, right?
Oh, for any of you who have listened to all of our episodes, that's a solid Powerade goof.
We haven't referenced Powerade in a while.
I know. I needed to bring it back.
God, I love Powerade, though.
Because we got these bits. You know?
Yeah, we got these good bits.
The people are like chomping, and they're like ooh, are they going to make fun of Powerade this time?
Yeah.
Ooh.
We should talk about something serious.
Yes.
Love is dead.
Love is fucking dead. Dead. We're all gonna die alone. No one's happy, and everything's bad in this world.
And that's all true. But Joe and Kendall broke up.
Should we take a quick like moment of?
Let's just take a moment of silence. Really good on a podcast to have a moment of silence.
I think our audience needs it.
Okay. I need time to process this. I'm off today. I'm glad I had the day off.
Yeah. Like you know, first Kobe, now this.
Yeah. Like, can this year get worse?
2020 sucks.
2020 sucks
we
already.
We got coronavirus, World War III.
Kobe's dead.
And I'm not trying to make light of it. That's super sad.
And Joe and Kendall broke up.
Joe and Kendall broke up. Well, now she's single.
And now I'm applying to be on The Bachelorette so much harder. She is going to be The Bachelorette. Joe got on Dancing with the Stars after being on the show for 1 minute. Kendall, the most perfect human in the world, she's going to be the next Bachelorette. I'm applying now.
Yeah, I think so. I would apply.
Yeah, I'm applying. I need to shoot my shot now.
I think this is the right time for you to apply.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going to apply. It's going to be great. I have a good picture of me in a suit. And then...
You looked great in that suit.
Thank you.
And I'm just going to say this right now.
Yeah.
I'll be behind you 100%.
Fantastic.
You will be my number one boy.
Hell yeah.
And I will constantly just be watching the TV, rooting you on, doing everything again. I will get you fucking ready. And not that you don't need me,
but
I will
we
be
should
in your
have,
fucking corner.
We should have like a Rocky training montage.
I'm gonna be, you know how like Demi and them come to like sit in a van and like surveillance them?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be in your ear. I'm gonna be like, listen, Alex, like, you're doing great. You're doing great. All right. Cry. Cry. Oh, he's doing it, people. He's doing it. He got it. Now tell him about your parents' divorce. Tell him about your parents' divorce.
My parents aren't divorced.
I know. In the show, they better fucking be.
Look, I don't want to make this a bit because I'm genuinely going to apply to be on The Bachelor
no, no, no,
this year.
No. I'm like, genuinely going to sit outside the Bachelor
even
mansion.
If it's like, even if it's not Kendall, which I would love it to be, but also I don't want... It's really upsetting because I pretty much have a whole podcast where I talk about how I'm obsessed with her. So it looks bad already.
Ooh.
Bad move.
Don't submit this for evidence.
Yeah. But yeah, 1,000% applying. I have my own, you know, taxidermy deer head. I'd bring it with me. Like,
hey, shut up.
I brought this thing.
Do you want it?
I don't know why I brought it.
It's just so you like it.
It was like, it's like a taxidermy joke. It was a bad idea, and I just put it back in the limo. This was a mistake. I'm sorry. And then I just leave.
Yeah, just like, sorry.
Sorry, guys. I shouldn't have done this.
I'm sorry for being who I am.
Just immediately just walk out. Don't even go into the mansion.
Well, no. Jump in the pool.
Do a couple laps.
I just came here for the experience, and then leave.
And then leave.
Well, to be fair, if that doesn't work out, we still could always rent the mansion for one of our weddings.
We need so much more money for that. Also, someone...
That's why we get a Patreon.
Look, here's the thing. Us having enough... The way I look at it right now, us having enough money to rent Bachelor Mansion for any sort of occasion is more likely than me finding someone willing to marry me.
That's fair enough.
That'll
play. All right. I think, though, now that we've gotten through the hard part of this, podcast, we move on to the harder part of this podcast, which is talking about the actual
episode.
So, it starts off. It's a clear, beautiful morning.
Yep.
The women are outside.
It's a real beautiful California day.
They're complaining.
Because of course. Because of...
Because who can believe what's going to happen with Alea? I can't believe it. Can you?
She's gone.
She's gone now. And then out of the woodwork, out of the shadows.
Oh God! You just hear you rising from the depths. You know, you just it is a powerful, masculine figure.
Just
wearing just a casual button down blue shirt.
Doesn't need more. We already know how virile he is.
Exactly.
He's got children.
We know. And he says, it's Chris Harrison, by the way.
Oh, it's Chris Harrison.
It's Chris Harrison.
If you weren't sure.
You thought we were talking about fucking Peter.
That idiot.
Idiot. Get out of here. But it's Chris Harrison. And he says, ladies, come on in. We're making biscuits.
And they're like... Biscuit time with Chris Harrison?
Oh, man, biscuit
time.
That sounds great.
So they all sit down.
And they just talk about, like, how... Get the fuck out of this house.
Get the fuck out of this house.
Get the fuck out of this house.
I'm kicking you out of this house.
Chris Harrison wants to have a party.
It's my turn. Someone rented the mansion out.
Someone rented the mansion.
It wasn't us.
This is a thing you can do, genuinely. Chris Harrison's website. I believe it's actually therealchrisharrison.com. And you can rent the mansion and book Chris Harrison for other engagements, which is just the best thing.
At one point in our lives, we will do this.
Yes.
Somehow, some way.
Yes.
If that's the way we have to meet Chris, that's the only way we do it.
Yep. What are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at to get the next thing ready. Because we learned something.
What?
These ladies got to get the fuck out of this house.
Oh, yeah. The ladies got to get the fuck out. And Chris Harrison says, you know, there's going to be no dates today.
No dates today. And they're like, what? No dates?
And they're like, because you're packing up and you're leaving. And you're going. I'm just going to turn the volume real quick on this. I don't know how loud it is. We're going to Cleveland.
We're going to Cleveland.
We're going to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes. Oh.
I'm just going to let this finish. It's almost over. The Drew Carey Show, really. Ohio, 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 Ohio,
Ohio. So if no one knows, we're going to Cleveland.
We're going to Cleveland.
And I want to point this out because I loved it. And I think everyone loved it. America loved it. The women had the exact reaction that all of us have to the first dumb place that they go to. And it's...
What?
What? and then definitely producer said, like, behind Chris Harrison went, you have to be happy.
Like, there's
you
a
have
lot of,
to be happy.
There's a lot of blank stares of just like...
It was definitely Gokuse, Tammy, who had the most just like, what? Look on her face, and I was there for it.
God, the other day at work, there's a customer in the store wearing a Syracuse sweatshirt, and I just walked past him and went, go Cuse. And he didn't respond to me at all.
You need to know, okay, next time it happens, go, hey, go Cuse.
Go Cuse.
Like, make eye contact with this guy. Hey, go Cuse.
Go Cuse.
You went?
No.
And then walk right
and
away.
Walk into like the freezer and shut it. Somewhere he can't follow me.
And then I'll go, who is that man?
Who's very passionate about Syracuse.
No. So, okay, I want you to walk all the way to the end of your aisle. Turn around and go to a guy who's like looking at, you know, Vava beans. And you go, hey, go Cuse. And then walk away. Just, yeah, that's going to be brilliant. You're going to make that guy's day for the wrong reasons.
Go Cuse.
Go Cuse.
But yeah, Tammy was saying something.
She was. It was just her blank stare that she could not believe that's the place that they're going.
Yeah.
Because no one's like, fucking Cleveland?
Cleveland.
And then they gotta go, oh wait, yeah, Cleveland. It could be fun. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
The Browns.
You know, it's just like a bunch of arms in Cleveland today. Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Come and look at both of our buildings. Buy some food that's prepared near the street. Who knows, you might even see this guy.
It's another Cleveland video.
That's another Cleveland video. We want you guys to know, when we knew that it was going to be in Cleveland, we were never happier.
We got so ready for these.
We were
fucking,
so fucking ready
fucking Cleveland
for
videos.
Cleveland. Because fucking Cleveland. Everyone wants to spend their time in the Cleve, Lemon.
Sometimes you just got to go to the Cleve.
Sometimes
you know?
Got to go to the Cleve.
Oh, God. I've never been to Cleveland.
I've been to Cleveland.
I have not.
It does lead the world in drifters.
I remember my sister went to Cleveland back when she was like looking at like colleges like years ago, and she was like, "Yeah, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." That was about it, though.
That's honestly all I remember of my trip to Cleveland. And I will. Well, look,
that's the only thing I would do.
No, sorry, jokes. I've been to two things in Cleveland. One
both
of them,
the buildings.
No, both of the buildings, but also not Cleveland, but Ohio.
Okay.
What they went to in the show Cedar Point?
Yeah,
I've been there. That place is legitimately awesome.
Did you see the statue of Moses Cleveland? The guy that invented Cleveland?
I maybe have.
Okay.
But I did go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm going to say, everything dumb about Cleveland aside,
okay.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is fucking awesome.
No, I'm sure it is.
Fucking awesome.
Rock and roll is fucking awesome.
So anyway, we're going to Cleveland.
Yeah, well, we're in Cleveland.
We're in Cleveland now. And then
because we get like the fun montage of them like running around Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
These like low key shade. It actually is beautiful.
It's like, it's nice.
Who knew that Cleveland could be cool? Wow, who knew this was in Ohio? Like, all right, guys, Ohio's probably like, fuck you.
Okay, but like, it's Ohio.
Also, it's Ohio. It's fucking look, we all know Cleveland is kind of not great.
Yeah. It's Cleveland.
It's like the city that, like, just everyone's kind of like, you could go away.
Yeah.
If Cleveland wasn't around, we'd probably all still be fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you lost Chicago, damn, not Chicago.
Not Chicago. That's where improv
is. That's where improv is. Yeah. And pizza casserole.
Yeah, pizza casseroles and the hot dogs and
the Chicago Bulls.
Chicago.
Joe, he loves Chicago.
Julius Pepperwood. Oh, don't bring up Joe too soon.
Sorry. But he's from there.
Oh, he moved back.
He moved back. That's why I've got to bring him up.
Yeah.
Julius Pepperwood. Thin crust pizza. No, thank you.
I'm from Chicago.
He's from Chicago. So anyway.
But yeah, if we lost Chicago, it'd be a bad day.
Cleveland, we'd all be fine.
Cleveland, it'd be like,
well, thank you.
All right. We still have, like, Graceland for rock and roll.
We still have Graceland,
like,
yeah.
For rock and roll. Yeah. That's really pretty Elvis-focused.
Yeah, but you know what? It's fine.
It's fine.
We just have Dollywood, too.
Yeah, we got Dollywood. I think that they should just open up a theme park around Kiss, and then we're kind of covered.
I'd really go to that theme park.
Oh, I go to that theme park, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Because you would literally rock and roll all night and party every day that you're there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the slogan.
That's it, yeah. Rock and roll all night and party every day responsibly.
Responsibly. And if you drink too much and you find yourself a little dehydrated, can we recommend Powerade?
Can anyone recommend Powerade anymore?
Those electrolytes that you need.
It's delicious and cools you off on a hot summer day.
Comes in flavors. Like blue.
Blue. And red.
And red. Orange.
Orange.
I've had purple.
Purple. Yeah. I've had purple as well.
Yeah.
So now that we've gotten our sponsorship dollars out of the way.
Yep.
Given them the ads.
Yep.
What's first on our trip to Cleveland?
It's a one-on-one date.
With whom?
Victoria F.
Ah, this Victoria F.
It's Victoria F.
It is Victoria F. She is going on the first one-on-one.
The first Cleveland one-on-one.
How exciting!
Like, there's the... Because look, let's be honest. When it comes to The Bachelor, there's like first kiss, first one-on-one date, first impression rose, first Cleveland date.
This is the big one.
This is the big
one, everybody. It's week four.
This is the first Cleveland date.
Get ready, everybody.
And they do one of my favorite things.
McKenna gets like so upset that she doesn't get this rose. Like, this show has been 5 minutes in, and McKenna is weeping on camera because she did not get this one-on-one.
Well, she's a very sensitive Canadian.
She's a very sensitive Canadian.
But they do something that is one of my favorite things that on it happened last season, too. It's the first date in a new location. And what are we going to do? Get in the plane.
Leave this. We're not going to be in Cleveland. We're going to go somewhere else.
We're going to go somewhere else.
Shut up. Get in this plane.
It was like, what's the best thing about being in Rhode Island? Boston.
Boston. Like, oh my God. Loved that so much.
I went there.
Oh, I saw you. You sent me pictures.
I sent you pictures, yeah.
I just couldn't believe it was like, hey, we're in Rhode Island, but like, let's go.
Well, let's go to Boston. To Rhode Island. Yeah.
Let's go to Boston.
And like, is that like a thing? Like, you just like fuck off
somewhere?
I mean,
it's close.
It is close.
But it's not close enough.
Yeah.
Like, Jed had to travel like, Jed.
Young Nasty Man.
Young Nasty Man had to travel.
Arch rival and nemesis to Wonder Boy.
So...
Let's with see. Powers comparable to Wonder Boy!
Okay, we can't do that now. But that was good.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, we're not in...
We went to another part of Ohio.
We're not like, in Cleveland anymore, Toto.
Yeah, it's another part of Ohio.
They go to Cedar Point.
It's an amusement
Ohio.
Park.
And I've actually been to Cedar Point.
I haven't.
Look, a lot of times they take them to dumb places. Cedar Point is fucking awesome.
And they did that thing where they're like, no one else is here, it's just us.
Yeah, they got the whole park. Like, that park is
Colton
dope.
Pulled that shit too.
Yeah, with like, Elise.
With Elise, yeah.
That she got in her wedding dress and broke up with him.
Yeah, and also there were a bunch of kids there.
Bunch of like sick kids.
Bunch of sick children.
Sick children.
You know what you want?
All
you
have the coronavirus.
I want to go to an amusement park and be like, we have the whole park to ourselves. Us and these sick kids.
So we actually got early access because
I'm talking about like children with illnesses, not like cool skateboarders.
Right, like not like sick, not like but sick. Like no, they're sick. Kids.
No, they're ill.
They're ill, but not like cool ill.
Yeah,
they're but, like the wrong kind.
Yeah,
or not wrong, but like the bad kind.
I can't believe we're making jokes about sick children right now. We've really hit a new low.
We've hit a new low, and you know what? I'm proud of it. Let's go.
So they do what you do in an abandoned amusement park: go on all the rides.
And until the ghost shows up and you gotta chase him around the amusement park.
Yeah.
And then you and those meddling kids unmask him.
Yep. And Old Man Jenkins.
Old Man Jenkins. But anyway, so Old Man Jenkins isn't there yet.
No, he doesn't show up.
But again, I just want to say, Cedar Point, fucking amazing.
Sure.
Those roller coasters, I've been on most of them. So much fun.
They went on that thing that like flings you in the air and Victoria.
I didn't do that.
Like,
I can't do that. That's too much for me.
You're bad with heights, right?
Bad with heights. But I've gotten better with roller coasters.
Okay.
But like the slingshot.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out. And
yeah,
then she
was
like, I like it. Let's do it more.
They're like, let's go again. That was fun.
I loved it. Let's do it more.
And then they go on other rides like roller coasters and man, you know who wouldn't have had a great time on this date?
Who?
Victoria P.
Victoria P. would have had a terrible time on this date. But, you know, they do go on one roller coaster that I thought was the worst roller coaster I've ever been on.
Tell me all about it.
It's called the Mantis.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Cedar Point. I'm going to call you out on your bullshit on this one. It's a standing roller coaster. So you literally stand up and the thing goes on you and the pressure, or rather like the momentum is pushing you down. So you're not falling up. But I was just genuinely uncomfortable for the entirety of that ride.
You're kind of like held up by your pits.
Kind of, but you're just like... And I'm just like, this isn't that fun. Like every
I'm
other
uncomfortable.
Coaster, every other coaster was really good, and that one sucked. There was another one. There was a wooden coaster I went on when I was there right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But like the sheets were really bad, so it kept banging me into the back of the cart that I was in, and I literally left with back pain.
That's how like wooden roller coasters are, though.
Wooden roller coasters
like the
suck.
Cyclone kind of like I'm gonna be real. Kind of sucks. Like, it's dope. It's fun. But also, like,
it hurts. It's literally a staple of Brooklyn.
It hurts,
but
though.
Yes, it hurts. And I'm okay never going on wooden roller coasters ever again. Metal for life.
Yeah.
I'm making devil horns.
Nice.
So anyway, they do that.
And
then
rock and roll all night.
Rock and roll all night. Party every day.
So then...
They go into a little diner and drink beer out of plastic cups like fucking teenagers.
And they have such an awkward conversation. where what? Victoria says, like, hey, your kids are going to have hot parents. And it's like, why would you say that?
Wow, I've known you a collective of 2-3 weeks.
And also, like she explicitly said, like, hot moms. And I'm just like, you're...
Look, I'm all for hot moms.
Look, like, we get it. You're hot. But, like...
But you're not supposed to acknowledge it.
But, like, yeah. Like, don't be grossly aware of it, you know?
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Don't be grossly aware of it right after you had, like, a panic attack about modeling. Like...
Yeah.
Girl.
Yo.
Like...
Yo, that's a hot take, Alex.
Yeah.
Hot take. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I knew you were full of shit, Victoria.
Like, girl, come on.
Girl.
Come on.
So...
Anyway. Oh my god, this is when, oh man.
This is when shit gets
this steak is fucking
real.
Blue rare. It's so, goddamn so, juicy,
so
baby.
Look, man, it was beautiful, right? We're gonna have a normal time. Because there's music playing. It's gonna be normal. Nothing weird is gonna happen.
Nope, nothing weird about nothing it. Nothing weird. Because you know how you have music playing at the
music
end of
music playing, it's country
one
music.
Date, it's country music. Because
it's The Bachelor.
And Peter is just so excited.
So happy.
He's just so happy. Elated. He's like, this is a great date. We're just having a fun time.
Let's go dance and stand
we're gonna
in front
go to
of everyone
this concert.
And let me manhandle you in front of these people.
And it's like as they're walking towards like the stage, it's like, you know how John Mulaney talks about being on a subway and a mariachi band gets on?
Yes,
and
yes,
it's kind of like, oh, look, a guy with a guitar. Oh, another guy with a guitar. They're all wearing sombrero. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's what Victoria was like kind of doing. As
hey,
they're
look,
walking
a crowd.
Down, they're like, oh, wow, it's a concert.
Hey, listen, there's music playing. Hey, look, a guy's playing. Oh.
Who's playing? Whose music is this? Peter, what's happening?
Oh, no.
And it's some country singer named Chris Rice.
Chase Rice. First of all, great name.
Great name.
Chase Rice.
Love Rice. I love Rice.
You know what also I love?
Yeah.
Peace.
I mean.
And peace is
peace
nice.
Peace is nice.
Peace is nice.
Peace is nice.
Peace
is
better
than
chicken
and
rice.
Peace, rice, chicken, rice.
I feel like that needed to happen.
Yep.
And I'm glad you have the most beautiful smile on your face, and I'm glad that I was there for that.
Well,
for
because
you.
Any reference to Invader Zim is really
I know, but I know you needed that from me.
It's just very good.
Everyone should hear it now, I guess.
Yeah, now we're going to play it now, because this is the kind of thing we do now on this show. God, we're getting, like, fucking sued so hard.
Okay,
that's enough of that.
That's all you need.
That's all you needed. You get the gist.
That was a good,
we're
great
having a lot
move.
Of fun today.
That was our dude. We're having a lot of
we're
fun.
We're having a lot today. Of fun with the media today.
A lot of fun with the media. We were ready for this episode.
Yeah.
We're changing things up a little bit. People get fucking used to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, peace is nice.
Chicken and rice.
Chase Rice. He's playing some great music. It was
playing
beautiful.
A great music.
They're dancing in the rain. They're smooching. Peter's definitely grabbing some butt.
And then Victoria kind of drops this fucking, like, bomb. But,
before she tells him.
Yeah, like a talking head thing. She's just like, well, fuck. I dated this boy.
This is a boy I dated.
This is...
So the producers knew this.
Yeah!
And said, hey, guess what? Fuck you. We're gonna make this shitty for you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. This is the biggest, like, this is producer fuckery like I've never seen before.
This is
real.
The season where we just bring in everyone's exes.
This is so real. Neither of them knew this was gonna fucking happen.
Yeah.
The producers are like, hey, do you wanna be...
Including Chase Rice! Poor Chase Rice!
He had no idea. He talks about this the next day. Like, he tweets it and like, he's like, yeah, they told me this an hour before. So I have to be like, oh, guess what? I'm going to go out there and see my ex-girlfriend. Like, they didn't date that long. Doesn't make it not awkward.
Doesn't make it not weird.
Like, I've definitely been, he's like, I was kissing her face not that long ago. Now he's kissing her face.
And it's like Peter and Victoria are like on stage, like dancing, like and Peter's like, "You'll know all the words to his music. This is great." And it's like, oh, she knows all the words because they had sex.
They probably did it.
Because you know when you have sex with someone, they immediately know all the lyrics to the songs that you've written.
Yes. And then, but Peter is blissfully unaware.
Oh yeah, no, Peter has no idea what's going on.
This is great.
This is just a fun date.
This is. They're basically making fun of him here.
Yeah,
it's like Peter's like, this is great. We're having a great
time. We're having a great time.
I love this date.
This is a great date. This
date is great.
This is just fun. We're having fun today.
Aren't you having fun? I'm having fun. Let's make out. And then she's like,
meanwhile, like both Victoria and Chase Rice are like dying inside.
Yeah, like they're like, this is fucking awkward. They even have an aside. And you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to give some props to Chase Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Chase Rice, you handled this like a fucking professional. You sang the whole concert. You didn't give any indication why that you were like, you know, like mad or anything. And then you gave her good advice to be like, hey, follow your truth. Be truthful. Tell them how you're feeling. That's the thing you got to do. Yeah. Do what's best for you. A plus to Chase Rice.
Like, in fairness, I think pretty much everyone... damn it. Pokemon Go. Like, this, for some real grade A fuckery, like, this went fine. Like, this was like... Like, yeah. No one had, like, a
this
mental breakdown.
This could have been really
like,
more
no one freaked
dramatic.
Out. Like, Victoria waited until everything was over to, like, tell Peter. Like she, like, it was good, you know? It wasn't, like, there was no, like, emotional explosion.
Usually, yeah, it didn't happen in front of everybody. Usually, it would just be like, oh, ah! Like, it would be a whole thing. And it wasn't. I think, like, the producers were waiting for this to be, like, the most dramatic episode yet.
And it was just awkward.
And it was just awkward. So then they have to go to a dinner that night.
Yeah.
And you know what? Look, Victoria P, F, you're right. Victoria F, I still think is fake about the whole, like, super nervous thing, and I don't think she's completely truthful.
Yeah.
But I will say that this was very truthful, and I give her props for this.
Mm-hmm.
She went right out and just said, hey, like, Chase Rice and I used to bang.
And Peter's reaction
is beautiful.
It's beautiful. This, it literally man, just, huh? This man is gobsmacked.
And he goes, like, wait.
Chase Rice? The guy we just saw?
The singer?
The singer on
the
stage.
The country musician?
The guy on stage.
The guy that was hired?
That we just saw.
The blonde guy?
Singing in a hat.
With the guitar?
That Chase Rice.
Chase Rice?
You dated him.
You dated him?
And she's like, yeah. And Peter's like, well, this is weird then.
This is weird. And then Victoria finds the perfect way to control this entire situation.
Yes.
And you know how you do it?
Crying.
Just fucking cry.
Crying.
She just cries, breaks down, gets super emotional, and walks away. And then Peter, doing the right thing in this situation, given how you would view it,
yeah,
follows her and tells her, like, I'm just happy you told me the truth. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. He handles other people being in other relationships before this one like a fucking adult.
Yeah.
What a monster. You know?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah, that's how you should handle it. You can't be mad at other people for being in relationships. Oh, you were in a relationship? It's just weird that he was here.
Like,
but, like,
seems
you're
like...
here with me. If you want to be here with me, then we continue. If not, that's a different story.
Like, whatever. Victoria F. gets the rose.
Gets a lot of smooches.
Gets some smooches.
And that's really it.
We'll see you at Stagecoach, Chase.
See you at Stagecoach, Chase. Can't wait for you to serenade us when we're getting with all the Bachelor contestants.
Because that's what we're going to be doing.
Yes.
Because we're going to Stagecoach this year.
Yes.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach. Country music.
Country music.
Something we're both passionate about.
I love it.
Yep. We make a lot of sacrifices for this show.
We do it. We do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what happens next?
Well, there's a group date.
There's a group date. We get a group date card. I don't know what it says.
I don't know what it said, but all I know is McKenna was like losing her goddamn mind because she wanted a one-on-one date, but she's not getting one.
She's not getting one because you know what we are getting? We're getting the one-on-one that nobody wanted. No one asked for.
Kelsey gets the one-on-one.
Kelsey gets a fucking one-on-one.
We'll get to her. Let's talk about this group date first.
And look, there's I actually really have no problems with that one-on-one. It's just, really? Her?
Her?
Her? Anyway, this is the biggest fucking group date ever. There's 13 people. There's I'm gonna try to recount. There's Sheehan. There's Helly. There's Hannah Ann. There's Kelly.
Natasha.
There's Natasha.
One foot in the grave.
There's Deandra. There's Victoria P. There's
it's everyone who's left who isn't Kelsey.
I know. I just wanted to
McKenna.
Show. I wanted to flex for him.
Okay.
But I almost got it, so we did it.
Also, we're not recording on my laptop. We're using my actual recording editing computer, so I don't have the Chris Point spreadsheet here.
That's fair. So you guys gotta fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
Also, it doesn't matter. It's fine because we're all good for right now.
Yeah. So they go to the place where they play the games.
The Brown Stadium. It's
yeah.
First Energy Stadium. And let me tell you, they are last in energy.
The
Browns. And
this isn't Chicago.
They're lame. Browns suck.
It's not home.
You know what I thought they would do? I thought they'd bring actual Browns to come out and play.
That's racist. You can't just say that.
Ooh, yeah. That's a real joke. We told a real joke, everybody. That's a real joke. Alex telling a real joke in this podcast. That's a real joke, everybody. Alex, I'd expect that from me. I'm so goddamn proud of you right now.
It's just such a
The terrible things I've said are finally taking hold in your heart.
It's such a bad joke.
It was so good.
Thank you.
We told a real joke, everybody. That's it. We did it!
We did it.
Told a real joke.
It's a joke.
Anyway. They're at the Brown Stadium.
Can I interest you in some whiskey?
Yeah, please. No, not me. You can have some.
Okay.
Take a shot.
I can interest me in some whiskey.
Some daddy juice.
Can interest me in some whiskey.
Okay. So.
Talk about this date while I
I'm going to talk about this date while you have a stiff drink. So, Josh Cribbs, who was a former NFL return man and occasional wide receiver, and another guy show up. Look, don't get mad at me, guys. I don't know this other football player. I basically know Jet players, and that's it. I know a lot of other players. That's not important. That's not what this podcast is about.
You knew Keyshawn Johnson that one time
Keyshawn
he was
Johnson.
In an episode.
Well, he was a Jet.
Oh, he was a Jet? Never mind. That's the only football player I know. Now that Eli Manning's retired.
That's fair. So anyway.
I guess I know Peyton Manning still.
You've known three.
And the guy from The Blind Side.
He's not actually a football player in the movie. Michael Orr.
Yeah. Is he not an actual football player?
No, he's an actual football player, but the guy in the movie isn't.
No, I know that.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were insinuating.
No, I'm not saying that the actor who plays Michael Orr is a football player. I'm saying that Michael Orr is a football player.
Yes, he's a real football player.
That I know.
He was fine.
Yeah. I just know him because, The Blind Side is, I'm pretty sure, my father's favorite movie. I think
he has... such a weird choice.
I think he has this, innate superpower where he can stand in front of a television and just immediately know what channel The Blind Side is playing on.
65. Wow, how do you know that?
He just knows.
I just know. All right, sit back. We're going to watch for the 100th time. So anyway.
I bought it for him on DVD.
Yeah, well,
but
you're a great
he'd
son.
Rather watch it on live TV so you can just come in at some other time.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I know this part.
I know this part. This is the part where he plays football.
So.
This is the part that Sandra Bullock is in.
He's going to put them, these two football boys are going to put them through some football drills.
Yes.
And then they're going to play some football.
And who's fucking excited? Tammy's
ready. She literally says, I am gonna hit some bitches.
I love how they just keep putting Tammy in these
aggressive
situations. And it's just yes, go Tammy. All the time. Fuck him up, Tammy.
But then she doesn't give me enough. I'm no, Tammy, really fuck him up. Come on.
Tammy, fuck him up.
Show me some clips of Tammy getting fucking wild.
Fuck him
go
up, Tammy.
Cuse.
Yeah. Fuck him up, Tammy. Go Cuse. That's her full Christian name.
Fuck him up, Tammy. Go Cuse. America rocks. Number one. Boom roasted. Nice.
Thank you.
That'll do. All right. So anyway, they do some little football drills. They're catching the footballs. McKenna is not athletic.
Fucking love Tammy.
Can't catch any footballs.
No. Who else is bad at this? Victoria P.
Victoria P. doesn't do this. Apparently, she has a hurt back.
From the gyroscope the other day.
I don't know if it's from that. I honestly don't. They don't really go into it. No one seems to be questioning if her back is hurt.
Yeah, everyone's just yes, Victoria P has a back.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to actually say this probably was a real thing.
Yeah.
Because no one's her back isn't fucking hurt. It's like, oh no, her back probably actually is hurt, but it sucks that like
maybe from like sleeping in a bunk bed for the last 3 weeks. Maybe
something. So she's actually like
genuinely.
You mean
slept in bunk beds? It's not great.
It's not the best.
No.
So I'm gonna assume Victoria B actually is genuinely hurt.
Yeah.
Or hurt enough that like she doesn't want to aggravate an injury.
Yes.
But everyone's kind of annoyed at her because she's like on the sidelines with Peter.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give Peter some credit here. He does go on the sidelines with her. Does get some smooches. Good job, Victoria P. This is a power move either way.
Hell yeah.
Does some back rubs, you know, whatever.
Oh yeah.
It's sensual.
Yes.
But then, like, the actual game gets played. These girls get all padded up, and they are playing contact football.
Yo, I miss champagne.
Champagne.
Killer, not so
killer,
much.
Killer, you can do without your killer, but champagne.
Champagne.
Is who we needed out there.
I miss Demi, too.
This is two very aggressive.
This is the kind of shit Demi would just fuck someone up
I
on.
Bet she would go fucking ham.
Yeah.
So.
Like, she's tiny, but she'll kill someone.
So I'm going to give Peter some credit here. He could have been on the sidelines with Victoria P the entire time and not pay attention. He actually was in this and running up and down, encouraging the ladies playing. This game was like, looked like it was fun. Like, Shein, let's give her some credit here. She was the fucking rock star MVP running back.
Yes.
Just Saquon Barkley all up and down this field. I know who that is.
What?
He's the running back for the New York Giants.
Okay.
Just like fucking busting out big running plays, scored 4 touchdowns. DeAndre had a couple thrown touchdowns. Kelly's arm was just lighting it up, people. Let me tell you, she's got a cannon.
Yeah.
And I think they had the actual Browns announcers like announcing this game too, which I thought was
weird because
where the fuck is
Chris
Harrison?
Fred Willard?
But also they were really good. I'm actually gonna give them credit. They were way better because this was their actual job.
Yeah,
and they were like, no. But like for
we could have had Fred Willard.
No, you're right. But for a sports person who was like wanting better like commentary throughout all these things, they were very good at this.
I'm sorry. Are you implying that someone is a better commentator than Fred goddamn Willard?
No, I'm just saying at talking about football in actuality, they were very good at
Fred Willard would be great at it. You're just not giving him a chance.
How great would it have been to have him 2 times in a row?
I know, right?
Would we have freaked out?
I would have lost my goddamn mind.
I would have had a heart attack of pure happiness.
Yeah.
So this game gets played, and it's like again they're hitting each other.
Yeah.
These chicks are going at it because. It's such a big group date that if one team loses, they go home.
Yes, we're doing that again.
That date.
Remember how well that worked for Ari?
It always goes well.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Like, I'm sure Colton did it too. But yeah. Like, remember how well this went for Ari?
It was the summer camp date.
The summer camp, yeah.
That one people actually go home.
Very
intimate. That is literally the title of one of our episodes.
Yes, very intimate.
Very intimate. Very intimate.
But yeah.
Football. Oh, sorry, I had to crack my back.
Nice, I could hear that. That was good.
Thank you.
I hope the mic picked that up.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's really, really...
That was a good crack.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love crack.
Oh, yeah.
Ing my back.
Oh, okay.
Didn't want them to get the wrong impression about me.
Okay.
Anyway. So what ends up happening on a last second touchdown throw from Kelly to DeAndre. Last second ties the game. Game-tying touchdown. Both teams... will be at the cocktail party tonight, my friend.
Which is too many people.
Which is too many people. There was 13 people.
It's the entire remaining cast of the show minus 2.
So, yeah.
So,
look, I was going into this, and I knew this was going to be a normal, totally fine cocktail party where everyone was going to get their chance to speak
to Peter.
Well,
there's 13 people,
and everyone's going to get their chance.
Everyone's going to have time with Peter.
And nothing's going to go wrong.
Nothing's going to go wrong.
Everyone's going to be happy.
No eliminated contestants are going to show up again.
Not a
out
fucking
of the
chance.
Blue,
yeah.
But, mistake. In Japan, heart is surgery.
Number one.
Steady hand. One day, Nakayuba's boss need new heart. I do operation. But, mistake.
What? Mistake!
Yakuza boss died. Yakuza very mad. I hide in fishing boat.
Come to America.
No food, no money. Daryl, give me a job. Now I have new house, American car,
and new woman. Daryl, save life.
My big secret? I kill Yakuza boss on purpose. A good surgeon.
The best. There you
got
go,
it
everybody.
There. We got it.
There you go, everybody.
We got it.
There's your fucking fan service.
We didn't do it last week.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But there's your fucking fan service.
In Japan. Huh? How do we get him on the show? How do we get Hide?
How do we get Mr. Hide on this fucking show? Let's call his people. We'll have our people call his people.
He's not up to anything, right?
No, you're not doing anything, right? No. Well, in Japan.
In Japan. Opposite.
So anyway.
Anywho. We're having this normal, very normal cocktail party where everyone's getting their time with
Victoria Peter. P. pulls him aside first, and it's nice. And she ends a little upset because she's like, I was the MVP. I hit people and I did this. I deserve to talk to him.
Like, you didn't play.
No, she did. She ended. Oh, so she ended Victoria P. You didn't play.
Yeah.
I played. Get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
So she actually then pulls him right away, and you're like, okay, great. Finally, she'll be able to, like, talk to him and he'll get to know who she is.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because Alea's back.
Fuck you.
Because Alea's back.
Alea's back, bitches.
Looking good, too.
Looking good.
She shows up again and everyone's like, what?
Everyone has the I'm on TV reaction. Oh my God!
They're eating her! And then they're going to eat me! Oh my God! We held that for a pretty long time.
Totally, really on point.
Really good. I really want to look at the waveform for that. Ooh, it doesn't look great.
but how even is
it? It's very even.
You're welcome.
Our audience hates us.
You're welcome, America.
But yeah, Alea's back, and her case is basically, look, I don't think, like, I got, like,
I think you were manipulated before, so I'm going to manipulate you now.
Like, yeah, pretty, well, okay. Here's the thing. Kind of on her side after tonight, though.
I'm not now because there's a part of me that is. And
like,
is you is or is you ain't my baby.
The fuck did you just say?
It's a show from Tom and Jerry.
Okay. The cat
is
and mouse?
Is,
oh, okay.
Is you ain't my baby. It's nice. A song he sang.
Yeah, all
right. You like that, right?
Yeah, well, that was good.
Thank you.
Very, very Louis Armstrong.
Thank you.
But yeah, she comes back and she's basically like, look, I understand you sent me home, but it was based on, like, information that I don't think is totally true.
And I think that, like, people were giving you other information and, like, but I don't know, when seven people say, yeah, this chick's not great, and then she's like, but I am, but they're like, no, she's not. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of would go with the seven people.
But also, like, so what's about to come out is like, Victoria P. pretty much lied about her relationship with Alea.
Did she?
Seems like it.
They make you feel like it, but what if Alea's lying? I don't know.
Well, no, I think it was pretty clear. Like, Victoria P. like just kind of like made shit up.
It feels like it.
Like, cause like her story to Peter last week was like, I don't know her. We spent like maybe a total of like 3 hours together. And Alea was like, we went to Vegas together. The fuck are you talking about?
And then she did confirm that there was Vegas.
And then Victoria was like, okay, well, like we like went to Vegas together.
It feels like, yeah, it feels like Victoria P.
It
was,
kind
was
of feel
being
like Victoria was
disingenuous.
Very like, cause she's playing it the way I see it is she's playing it as someone who was like kind of told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause like she said last week, you know, she was told kind of to keep this relationship under wraps.
Right.
And now, like, it's kind of coming out. Like, they did have, like, they know each other.
Yeah, they know each other.
And now she's like, do I actually be truthful about this? Or do I keep up this facade that I don't know this woman? Even though she's very clearly, like spilling the beans here, you know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, how does that hurt her? How does that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see what the benefit of saying, yeah, I knew her, we were, you know. If like going into this being like, hey, like do you know Alea? I actually do. I mean, I can't really, like, why not just say I can't really speak on her personally? It's not really my place or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know her that well. I'm just saying that's all I know about her.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying what does it gain for her to lie about this? Other than Alea maybe being sent home, but if anything, it's made things worse. Because now it's backfiring on her. Do you think this was really a master plan, or do you think, I don't know.
I think like, I think that something was kind of structured to work, like, maybe in Victoria's favor, honestly.
Yeah.
Because she's a blonde woman. Can't have a brunette winning this show. My
no,
God.
No.
But, and it started to sort of backfire because the plan is too obvious now.
Yes.
So what happens here is, and this is kind of wild, I think, is the group date Rose goes to Alea.
He keeps her on the fucking show.
So she's now back.
So he sends this entire fucking, like, negative energy through the entirety of the cast. They're all so pissed off. This takes off the entire time of the cocktail party.
Yeah.
He brings Alea back into the house, and then they're all just, fuck this shit.
And it's great, because one of my favorite things about this was Alea is using Victoria P's actual last name.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what the P stands for.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah. Which, like, that's
not that good.
That's a first name.
That's a first name,
not
dummy.
A last name.
Well, there's RuPaul.
Isn't that his first name?
I have no idea. I don't know what his full name is. I just know that, I don't know.
I assume it's like just a one name situation. He's RuPaul.
He's just RuPaul. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, no, he probably has a last name too. There's a Netflix show now too.
What's RuPaul's name?
RuPaul's real name. RuPaul Andre Charles.
Oh, then I'm wrong, everybody.
Yeah.
Love RuPaul.
Oh yeah, RuPaul's great. He was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, you know.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was fun. The first he played the head of the Witches Council.
Wait, once, yes, I remember this.
Yeah, once Penn Jillette stopped playing Drell.
Yep, I remember this.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so let's finish this.
It was weird.
It was weird. It was weird.
But also RuPaul was like really good because like as like the head RuPaul. Of the Witches Council, he was like his regular like male
sassy self.
Yeah. But then when like the trial was over, he went full drag queen and it was fucking awesome.
Awesome.
The fuck are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about how all the ladies are pissed
so, yeah.
and now
yeah.
we're going.
Everyone's home mad.
The, so she's back. She's back.
But now there's like this new drama, which I think doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, the minute she gets there before she leaves. Alea goes, so I was outside. I'm like reading it because, you know, the internet sucks. Guess what, guys? Victoria F. New Chase Rice.
But here's the thing with that.
How the fuck would you just know that a couple days?
Yeah.
There's no way that's possible.
Like, the show
the
isn't
producers
airing,
fucking yeah, told her.
This show isn't airing in real time. Like,
no.
There's no way.
Reality Steve isn't this good.
Like, there's no way someone was like, Peter and this random woman, Victoria, were on a date together and her ex-boyfriend was like, no.
No,
because also
no
like,
fucking
if
way.
That was like publicized
no
news,
producers all the
yeah.
fucking way
if,
gave her this
yeah.
and told her to tell other people.
If that was publicized news, we'd fucking know about
this
it.
This is why I don't like her, because this is clearly fucking planned.
Yeah. So now everyone's mad at her still.
Yeah.
So now it's time for that last one-on-one, though. That last one-on-one.
Last one-on-one, the one no one asked for.
Yes.
It's Kelsey.
Kelsey.
And this time we're actually going to be in Cleveland.
Yes.
And you know what? This was actually a fun date.
Fun times in Cleveland again. Still Cleveland. Come on down to Cleveland town.
This is the second one.
Under construction since
1868.
See our river that
catches on fire.
All right.
All our fish are sick.
There you go. That's why I cut it off at a specific time.
I knew what we were doing.
You know what we're up to in this show. So Kelsey has a one-on-one date now.
And again, I'm going to say this was actually kind of a fun date.
It was like cute.
They
yeah.
like went all around the Cleve.
Yeah.
They went into shops. They ate ice cream together.
Okay. It's one of those like, just like tourism dates
yeah.
really.
But you know what I'm going to give Kelsey some legit credit here. She's had some very unstable moments earlier and I'm sure she's going to
yes.
have some in the future.
Yes.
But she goes, you know what? You brought her back. That's okay. You made that decision. You need to know if it's the right...
But also, like, we're on this date now. Let's not make this all about her.
And I was like, wow, that was fucking really adult.
It's like, hell yeah.
All right. Way to go.
All right, Kelsey.
Have a date. So they go around. They just fucking do Cleveland. Do the Cleve.
Yeah. They do the Cleve.
Do the Cleveland. Do, 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 do,
Cleveland.
Cleveland, 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 Cleveland.
Look, here's a picture of them on Instagram.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah. Batch Nation, baby. That's Ben Higgins.
That's Ben Higgins.
Why would you show me this right now?
Is he in a relationship?
Well, no, that was Becca. Becca,
oh.
the Bachelorette. They're doing that like live show together.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's neat. I was going to get tickets, but then I didn't. So that's where we're at now.
So they have a nice date. They do some soapbox derby racing.
Yeah, they like race. You shut down a street in the Cleve just to go racing.
They assert their dominance over some children and show them that they're better than them, which yeah. is fine.
Which, like, that...
That's what I would do.
That's the point of being an adult, to prove you're better than
all
children.
Yeah. And they win a trophy, and yeah. Peter then, thank you, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And that's as he should.
I have a driver's license. I have a pilot's license.
Idiot.
Cars mean nothing to me. You land creature.
And then he spits on the kid's face.
He spits
which I thought
on
was a
kid's
little
face,
aggressive.
Calls him a punk and then slaps him.
And then says some racial slurs.
Says something. Yeah, it was kind of racist when
yeah,
he said.
Like, but I was like, all right, Peter, I respect the game.
It's like, Peter, you don't have to put this kid in his fucking place.
But
like,
also you do.
But also, like, I get it.
Yeah,
you know?
Gained a little more respect for Peter that night.
Yeah, exactly. This didn't happen.
This did not happen. Or it's in the bloopies.
It might be in those bloops. We'll see those at the Women Tell All. Just Peter being shitty to a kid. Hey, church candy!
Hey, church candy! Hey, church candy! that's funny!
Do you want to sit back up and finish this podcast?
Yeah, sorry. That was literally just a stretch.
Okay.
Needed that.
So they go to the dinner part of the date.
And then Kelsey pulls the power move. Sad times ahead.
Yep, time to talk about sad life.
Sad life. So, tale as old as time. Parents are divorced.
Yep.
It happens to 50% of couples.
Yeah. And...
But it was, like, extra sad. She was like, they can't just be divorced. I had to find the divorce letter first.
Yes.
With the ring on it.
She found out about the divorce before they did.
Yeah, which is, like...
It's like, ooh.
Yeah, no, that's legitimately heartbreaking.
It's like, damn it, when I went snooping around in my parents' room, I just found a PlayStation that they were going to give me for Christmas.
Oh, that must have been great.
The PS2. It was like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. It's like one of like the launch models.
Ooh, look yeah. at you, Mr. Yeah. Launch Model.
Well, this was like back when it launched, so it wasn't
that. Look at you, Mr. Launch Model.
Yeah.
So anyway... She tells him about this.
I got Digimon World 3 with it.
Dude, I had Digimon World, the first one. That game was so fucking good and so hard.
Yeah, Digimon World 3 is also pretty dope. I have it on my phone now, which shows you how far technology has
wow.
progressed.
Wow. Technology's amazing.
Yeah.
Science is amazing.
Yeah. Science really has
that's
progressed
my, that's,
a
that's
lot.
That's my Ash Ketchum in XYZ.
Oh, no, that... thanks to science... Now I'm doing this.
Now you're doing this. Because it's the audio episode.
Yeah, this is the episode where we play audio clips, I guess. No, this isn't what
you
I wanted.
You should have checked this
I should have checked it, but
you
I
should have known what you were doing before
it's
this happened.
Fine. It'll still happen. Now we're just getting... Yeah, there we go.
Science wins!
Bill!
Yo, the 90s were the shit.
Yo, the 90s were fucking dope. The science guy.
Bill, 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 Bill. No, the science guy.
Okay, that was fun.
God, that theme song is still so good.
The Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song fucking slaps.
Slaps. Don't add us on Twitter. You know it slaps.
Yeah. Or add us on Twitter if you are Bill Nye.
Yeah, please, Bill Nye, add us on Twitter.
Bill Nye, you want to be on this podcast?
Oh my God, I bet he does.
Final Bros Night featuring Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Question mark?
Why did he do this?
Why is this where your profession took you? Why? So, Bill, we're so glad to have you here. First question is...
Why?
Why?
He's just a big fan.
Guys, I'm just a really big fan of your work, and I feel like you're really pushing the medium ahead.
Thanks, Bill.
Wow, we do not feel that way.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
We're very negative about the things we do.
Yeah.
So anyway... Kelsey got a rose.
Kelsey gets a
he
rose.
He broke through that hard exterior.
Yep.
And got to those smooches.
Yep.
And Alex, I'm sure all the drama is done, right?
We're not. Oh, of course. Drama's over. No more drama. We're going to have a normal rest of the episode. There's going to be a cocktail party and a rose ceremony, and that's it. And
yep.
That's going to be the end of the episode, and we're going to be back on track. No, I'm not going to do butt mistake.
Idiots. Dummies, you thought that was really what was going to happen in this fucking show?
So
idiots.
We go to the cocktail party and everyone has something to say to Peter about Alea.
He first comes in, he's like, hey guys, I just want to say I know this time has been rough and I'm sorry. And then we're like, shut up!
like, shut up, you brought back Alea, and we don't like this.
Shut up! I don't want to talk to you, except I will talk to you. I don't want to sit down. I'm going to sit down anyway, but not because you asked me to. Let's talk. Shut up.
So
no.
Here's the thing. One.
That was the actual Victoria P conversation.
Yes. Here's the thing. Like, yes, Peter brought back Alea, but also remember he, like, threw out a rose last episode, so the numbers still match up.
Yeah, idiots.
Like, that was gonna be her rose anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, it's all, like mathematically, this still works out.
Yeah.
We can still be upset. You can have another toothpick. You don't have to pick one off the floor.
No, but it was mine.
I don't know, you can just have another one.
I know, but I like this one. We've gotten to know each other.
It was on the floor.
That's fine.
That's where I walk with my feet.
It's okay.
Okay.
We're close enough.
There's a sock right there.
Yeah, but it's over there. It's not right near my foot.
Okay.
I like this one.
That's fine. That's allowed. I'm going to get a toothpick myself. They're cinnamon flavored.
That's why I like it. I wasn't done with this cinnamon flavor.
Really? This flavor disappears pretty quickly.
I was savoring it.
Okay. So everyone's mad at Peter. About Alea.
So Victoria P is the first person to talk to him, and she's just like, no, shut up. I'm talking. What? No, doesn't matter. Shut up. I'm not sitting down. I'm upset. How can you not trust me? And I'm like, you seem a little guilty.
Yeah. This seems a little like you did something wrong.
Like you did something wrong, and you're really, 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 like, getting way more upset than you need to.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing though. And then Victoria F has already confronted Alea about talking shit about her, telling other people that she was like about the Chase Rice thing because she hasn't told anyone about Chase Rice.
Yes.
And so that's a whole drama thing that's going on. And it's like, and then they have words, and then like everyone else is upset and they're pissed at Peter. And then Peter's getting yelled at by everybody, and Sydney tells her that Sydney is upset in the third person.
Yep.
You don't know Sydney. You don't know Sydney's middle name. You don't know Sydney's life. You don't know Sydney's day-to-day.
And to be fair, he doesn't. But he also doesn't know that about anyone. So.
Exactly. Like, Sydney, you need to relax. But also, I'm on these women's side to a point. But also, where the fuck do you guys get off? I mean, like, we're owed this. We're owed this because we were getting hit playing football and this and the other thing. Shut up! No!
Yeah.
Not owed anything. No one is owed anything on this fucking show. It's all about The Bachelor. You're gonna get money from this no matter what. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That was how I really felt.
Valid.
Sorry, I know that was a rant. But it was building up inside of me.
No, it was. You're fair. It's good.
I was fresh from watching this episode.
Yeah. Oh, you watched like today.
I watched today.
Yeah.
So it's all up in me.
Gotcha. So from there, we go to the rose ceremony, to eliminations, and then it's a normal episode. It's not what happens.
You trickster.
I know.
Tricky boy.
We get fucking hit with that to be continued.
You got me.
They could have, like, cut a few minutes of Chase Rice singing so we could get a rose ceremony this episode.
Right, I could have used a little. They made that song go on a while.
Yeah.
I didn't even get that much of Tennille Arts.
I know, right?
Or Air Supply.
Well, we got a whole Air Supply song.
That's true. We did get a whole Air Supply
song. Oh, Air Supply. But, like, yeah. So now the episode's over and we didn't get a rose ceremony. But we're, like, right before the rose ceremony. So next week, the rose ceremony is going to be the beginning of the episode. It's going to be weird.
Weird. This whole season's weird. I'm still here for it. I won't lie to you. I loved watching every minute of this.
Yeah. Still the best season since
but
Nick, I
Peter
guess.
Is currently the most hated bachelor in the house right now.
Oh, yeah.
They hate him.
Yeah. And he's... Because think about it. This is a man who has been like... Who has now waffled on sending someone home. Waffled on being with his ex-girlfriend again.
And just likes waffles.
And just enjoys waffles.
Pancakes are better.
I don't know if that's true.
That's my personal. My mom's pancakes are so good. I've never had a waffle better than my mother's pancakes.
Okay.
I've had some really fucking great pancakes, man. I've never had a waffle that I've been like, wow, that waffle was so much better than these pancakes.
Waffles are so good.
This isn't me talking shit about waffles. This is me saying that I've never had a waffle better than a pancake. I've had waffles better than some pancakes. But I've never had a waffle that beats the best pancake I've ever had.
See, but waffles have, like, a crispness to them that pancakes just don't have.
But pancakes are light and airy and just like, and just silky and like, just so decadent.
That's true, but with waffles, you get like a contrast in texture. You get that like cakey inside, but you also get the crispness.
I've never had a waffle that will better than the best pancake I've ever had.
See, I just in general prefer waffles.
And that's fine. I'm not saying that makes you a bad person. I'm not insinuating that makes you a racist or anything, but what I am saying is that pancakes are the best.
That's wrong, though.
This is a different podcast. We have a different podcast about this. But I like waffles a lot.
Waffles are great.
Waffles are great. I just haven't had one better than the best pancake I've had.
Okay.
Fair?
Like, I guess. It's subjective, so I'll take it.
Right. Okay, fine. It's subjective. I'm not disparaging waffles. This is not a waffle-hating podcast. This is an Alan Loves Pancakes.
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
I mean, if you grew up eating more pancakes than waffles,
I ate a lot of pancakes growing up.
Right, like, so then how are you so pro waffle?
Because waffles are better.
How?
They have a contrast in texture. They're crispy.
Right, but you can just like put the berries and everything in this like nice soft cakey beautifulness.
But it's all just soft.
They're silky and decadent.
Huh? Yeah, but waffles.
It feels like you're having a little like fun treat.
Same with waffles.
Waffles just feels like you're just kind of like eating this weird like taco breakfast thing.
No, you're thinking of fucking like Eggo nonsense. I'm talking about like a goddamn like waffle. Like you put it in a thing, you like flip it upside down, you make a good fucking waffle.
All right, okay, you know what? Fine. I will come here for a goddamn brunch and I want you to make me pancakes and waffles.
Done!
And I will tell you what I prefer.
Fine!
Okay, shake on it.
Oh, I need to get a waffle maker, but
fine,
sure.
That's fine. All right. I'm okay with this.
Subscribe to our Patreon. I need to buy a waffle maker now.
That was what all this was for. So anyway, the bachelor's over.
Episode's over. It's a good episode.
This is a great episode.
It's a great episode. Had me on the edge of my seat.
I was in this. Yeah. I was in this. I didn't watch the preview for next. I did watch kind of the preview, but they didn't really reveal anything. So I'm kind of like,
no.
Great. I don't know if a surprise guest is coming next
week. But
coming
up next on The Good Doctor.
Coming up next on this week on The Good Doctor.
I'm going to be honest. I watched a few minutes of it. Like by a few, I mean like three.
How good was it?
I don't know. I didn't know anything about what was going on. I just couldn't distract myself from the fact that this is very obviously filmed in the same hospital that House was filmed in.
That's great.
Which, it's the same, like, show creator, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's
like, so I'm just like, this is very obviously the exact same.
Can we just use the same set? Great.
This is the same hospital from House. Which, interestingly enough, also the same hospital from Scrubs. Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Not that last season. That one was garbage.
No, not the last season. They had to change sets for that. And they made it about
medical
school.
It was so bad they called it a secret season.
Yeah. It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
So. That's it. What do we do now?
I think we do Play the Game.
Play the Game? Yeah. Hit me with that music, baby.
So, Alan, you got to Play the Game ready for me?
Fuck yeah, I do. And I called him out earlier.
Yeah.
He's going to Chase Rice.
Ah, dang, that was my Play the Game.
He's going to Chase Rice. He comes out there ready to play his heart out.
Yep.
Ready to win the hearts and minds of Bachelor Nation.
Heart of the cards.
Heart of the cards. And then he sees his ex-girlfriend out there getting smushed on by Peter Wonderboy Weber.
Yep.
And he doesn't blink. He doesn't stop. He just plays that damn song. And he's going to get those ads on. He's going to get those downloads. He's going to get that money.
Yeah.
He's going to go out there and do it.
He's just in it for the fucking check.
He's in it for the fucking check. He's going to get that nut.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Chase Rice, I'm proud of you. I want you to keep on doing it. You're fucking killing it, bro. And way to be a good ex-boyfriend.
Yep.
Also, get that money. So it goes Chase Rice.
All right. I respect that.
How about you?
My Play of the Game is going to go to Christopher Brian Harrison.
Oh, yes. Good one.
For two things. One, for saying the line, we're making biscuits.
And then, fuck you, that's not what we're doing.
And then also for just disappearing for the rest of the goddamn
I'm
going
to go to Cabo with my family and drink Mai Tais.
He's still at the mansion. He's having a party right
I'm
now.
I'm going to go to the mansion and have a boys' night.
Mansion's empty.
Boys' night.
Let's.
He's just walking around with his Stags Club, just smoking cigars and drinking whiskey.
Just sitting by the pool, having a nice time.
Talking about all the
finally,
yeah.
They're gone.
Ugh. Finally, this place is to myself. That makes more sense.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's it. We did it.
We got good episode.
Got this one on time.
A little over an hour.
Nice.
Strong episode.
That's about what we need to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And we procrastinated a lot.
Exactly. Not as much as we did last episode.
No.
Last episode, I feel like we barely actually talked about the show.
Oh, we talked about the show.
And we did.
It happened.
Yeah. But that's it. We're going to end this boy.
We're going to end this boy here.
All right. Thanks for listening to Bros Before Rose. It's a podcast.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Wow. That's what I would expect from me, from that other garbage podcast that doesn't fucking exist anymore, Alex.
Shit.
That podcast is behind us.
I had such a good track record, too.
Fuck that podcast.
Yeah, it's a garbage
show. Fuck that garbage show.
It's a garbage show.
The hosts were bad.
Yeah.
This is professional.
This is professional. This is the final Bros tonight.
Yes, it is.
It's a podcast about The Bachelor.
You listen to us on podcasting apps.
We're available on all of them pretty much as far as I
basically
know. I don't know. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Final Bros tonight.
Yes.
Message us.
Let us know. Tell us your feelings. Tell us
Add
your
us
hot...
on Twitter.
Give
message
us your
us,
hot takes.
Message us on not Instagram. Facebook.
Facebook. Twitter, DM, slide into those DMs.
Yeah.
Maybe you think our voices are so beautiful. You just like want to come have a
Well, they are. Like,
they
we know
are.
That.
They are. But maybe you're just like, God, I want to hear these guys live. I want to like, you know, get a cup of coffee with them or like hear their thoughts on like, you know, The Bachelor. Just slide into our DMs.
Do those things.
Yeah.
That's it.
We did it.
That's it.
We're All right. High five. We did it. That was like crisp.
High good
five.
High five. Look at the waveform.
We are such
yeah.
good high fivers.
Good at it.
Can you believe this episode can go longer and we had audio like things in it?
Yeah, I know, right? We had a good. That was, we had a good.
This
sound.
Is good. This is like
yeah.
this is like a solid podcast.
This is a really solid
good,
podcast.
Good job, us.
Great job, us.
Yeah.
Let's land the ship.
Let's end the show. Should we talk more about waffles and pancakes?
No.
No, we don't want to. We don't want to cause a.
We don't
want to
cause any drama.
All right.
No more drama. We've had enough drama.
We've had enough drama.
We've had
for
enough
this week.
Drama this week.
We've had so much drama this
so
week.
Much drama.
Love is dead.
Love is. Oh God.
Bye, everyone. Love is dead.
It's just really sad.
It's okay. I'll be here for you. Getting horny now.
But we don't. We play Wonder Boy now. We don't even
yeah,
play.
No, I know, but I just wanted to call back. This has gone on too long.
This
you
gone
gotta,
on too...
cut, you gotta
well,
cut some of this.
I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
If you did not receive a rose tonight, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
Getting horny now.
No, that's not how this. We said we'd change the ending for this season. The
Come
Wonder
fly
Boy.
With me. Fly!
Telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you?